and New Millennium today at 888-80.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudell.
You can't get up into the part that is starting to interfere with the...
Okay, yeah. And the economy seems to be in okay shape. We're not at the risk of...
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Way while you're out of body. Some people do have an occasional undesirable encounter on the other side, because both positive and negative exist there as well.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jenny?
Hi there.
Hello, this is Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
How are you, my darling?
Oh, I'm very horny, Jenny. How are you?
I'm always horny.
Are you? Can you tell me what you look like?
Well, I'm 5 foot 6. I've got very long black hair, green eyes, big tits.
Yeah, how big is tits?
J-double-D.
Oh, I love big tits. I'm 5'10", got short brown hair and brown eyes and nice body and yeah, I work out.
Which part of Ireland do you come from?
Scotland I'm from.
Oh, you're from Scotland?
Yeah.
The interest of the person who's looking for a job and the interest of a person who's invested. Right now those looking for a job have to be cheered by that job growth. But those who fear the Federal Reserve have to jeer at that number. It's tough to jeer at something good.
Well, we can't stop
focus
you.
Focus on
nobody
you.
Can stop you.
43 seconds to go on the game. They were down by 20.
Sample made by Frank Leonard. Dear Mother, I am feeling well and hope to hear the same from you.
An ambulance from Walter Reed, burning. Transport body.
Arrangements have been made for a helicopter for the Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Over.
Stand by, sir. I'm about to get Berkeley here.
Okay.
Yen and the euro are determined. So let's turn this discussion now over to talking about the relationship of interest rates and currency rates. Again, you may not think this is very important for your stock market investing, and frankly, most individual investors don't think about the currency market at all. But remember that we are big picture investors here, and we shall see in a minute why the value of currencies has a big impact on stock prices. The first thing to observe, and we touched on this briefly in a previous lecture, is that when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates in the United States, this has the effect of attracting more foreign capital into the country, from, say, Europe or Japan or Korea. Investors from these countries want to move some more of their money into the U.S. precisely to take advantage of higher interest rates. But here's what's interesting. In order for, say, a European investor to invest in the U.S. market, the European has to exchange euros for dollars, just as a Japanese investor has to exchange yen for dollars, or a Korean investor has to exchange won.
...than his everyday dress. I'm simply acknowledging those forces, welcoming them, embracing them.
the first reporter was created. And that is, you go places and find out things that instruments of power, governments, and powerful corporations.
Act against this country has been detected, and that protective action should.
I'm letting them in, and I'm celebrating them.
If you look at the job that is the single job that is in greatest demand today,
the sex thing. We all are.
And that suited me fine. Wednesday night, when I called for her, we decided on the movies. I called telephone answering, told Maud Kreitz, who was on that night, that I was heading for the Sequoia Theater over in Corte Madera, that I was switching my practice entirely to abortions, invited her around as my first patient.
I clearly said I'm against the war and I'm against being there. But then I pointed out,
sample made by Siegfried von Schultz.
The story of old Bernstein, a great fiddle surgeon, a patient, marvelous little workman who for years had been the finest repairer for 1,000 miles around. His tiny workshop was in the heart of the city, where the surface cars roared beneath and the elevated trains above its window. I found him one afternoon, as usual, hard at work.
The bank manager interrupted me. That may be so, but I'm afraid if you insist on coming to work like this, we're going to have to let you go.
I love you, girl.
Nursing. Nursing is obvious.
Picasso, the Bohemian, lived in Barcelona. Saw Dali and Miro in the window. A voyeur in the crowd. He told Venus in the center, I love how the loincloth slips off your hips. I'm going to bring Dali in. Like the good Orestes, and introduce the world to Negro art. Ghetto fabulous, you are so pink. I will cover you in drapery and syncretize Athenians. Still lives belong on tables, not in the hands of dreams. He bought the Virgin in a strip joint, the most beautiful doll in the Fantocini. She was not sure she wanted to put both hands behind her head, but Picasso said, I'm going to show Miro what it means to talk about this and cry about that. Demure and coquette is the license to own. And when Picasso rolled out of his dirty tee and curled out of his black jeans, the Jewish princess in the bordello saw the shadow of Picasso's depth. In the first of two honest responses, she confessed, I don't think I can handle that. In a beautiful expression of the body politic, in a perfect symmetrical V, without a vanishing or single point of reference,
thank you.
Most foreign chicks like that require persistence.
I don't want to talk about it, please.
All I know is that she's beautiful, a lot of soul. She's perfect for you. I'm just not going to feel good about this week until I know you guys have hooked up. I mean, don't you want to feel that cozy little box gripped down in your Johnson?
Hey, I'm keeping it down, buddy.
When a woman finds out how I live, that I'm not a published author, that I'm a liar, essentially, any interest she has is going to evaporate real quick.
With pure dignity and primitive glee, in her second honest response, she moaned through it. The analytic cubism of the idealized Egyptian was Dolly's dream in the daytime. At night, the abstract representation was the queen of Memphis. She told halcyon tales of life, uninterrupted by death, Anthonian sex, like the brazen whore in the Four, riding the fugitive cube with the wasp waist and black aft, Eucharistic grapes and the curl of the rind, pointing to Gloria's thighs, and with eyes in the back of her head, watched the spectator off center watching.
If you don't have money at my age, you're not even in the game anymore. Just a pasture animal waiting for the abattoir.
Abattoir? What is that?
Slaughterhouse. If a woman finds out how I live, that I'm not a published author, that I'm...
Picasso, the bohemian.
You've been a fine employee. You've been very loyal, and you're one of my favorite people here. But this is out of concern for my responsibilities to the bank.
You'll live magnificently. I expect to live 2 days. Why so short? I'll be worn out.
Bush says he's there to win, though, and he made him hold back going into Fallujah for 2 months. It's going to cost American lives. Stay there. We'll discuss this more. I hope you...
Stronger dollar, in turn, lowers U.S. exports.
Barcelona. He wore the mask behind the curtain, the cava on his breath, put the hair on his chest, while sissies, savages, and accidental dreamers watched Picasso inside look out at the bohemian on the corner, fucking whores and form and space and motif on Revolve Streets. Thank you.
I'm a liar, essentially.
Frankly, some people are frightened of you. They don't know what's going on. Now, in your private time, when you leave the bank, you can change into your present outfit. But when you're at the bank, when you're sitting at your teller station, you have to drop.
Every whole-minded profession requires a great amount of analytic.
Oh.
Shut up! Shut up!
For 08. Go ahead and roll that for us, Aaron.
This fiddle was by Antoni Stradivari made over 200 years ago in the Cremona workshop. There, Antonio, he worked with the master, Niccolo Amati. There, many like brothers together worked. But Antonio, he was the greatest of them all. He for 93 years worked, and that is the great work.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think that...
There for production and earnings of U.S. companies whose export...
Society is changing rapidly. Can't smoke indoors. What the fuck is that all about? I got kicked out of titty bar for smoking. No, that shit was ridiculous. The stripper did it. The stripper came up like, "Your smoking is a health risk for me. I don't want to work in this kind of environment." Spit you have your gonorrhea infested pussy in my face. You started it.
Screw bolts into fenders, and that not all of us can do this intellectual work like being in a...
And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. So they had Canaanites and Perizzites as well. And Abram sent unto...
appropriate fashion. I mean, what would it be like if the teller at the next window was wearing a gorilla outfit, and the one at the next window was dressed as a spaceman, and the third as a cowboy, and another as a ballerina?
Black. Darker than burnt wood, about the same texture with eyes that shine out. Too runny. In the green coat, muddy with the remnants of the park bench that was a little too wet the evening before. Passes, body convulsing to the mama said blues, carrying his soul through day after day.
Shut up.
Of sitting and hoping that one of them, those white chicks, platforms and baby, wearing too little for the 32 degrees of hell, with their college cellular phone carrying boyfriends, will stop. Entertained by the blues singing homeless man, and possibly give him a dollar, quarter, nickel, spare change, please, I'll take anything. Pass by and I notice him, known I've passed him. Blues sung in a voice that can no longer speak words, so scratched and broken by years of digging through the garbage for that hamburger, barely touched by the fat-cheeked child, whining about peanut butter and jelly.
Lawyer, and that's nonsense. And I think that these particular...
The fiction bear. There's no little art sitting inside the brain pulling the levers.
One for you, three for me.
You sure you want to do this?
We're here.
Hey.
Where are you guys?
We took a couple of wrong turns thanks to Magellan here.
Chugging and finally learning to milk all the numbness from St. Ivy's malt liquor. I've heard him. I've even glanced at his huddled form, vibrating so much that I think he might break with the force of his blues. Non-existent words uttered from his completely raw throat. That classic Jackman blues singing voice.
Go ahead, Aaron. If you want to play it, do you have it? I thought we had Aaron there, and Aaron wanted to play. Aaron, are you there?
It's much more complicated. What there is something like the United Nations, or something like a whole bunch of warring, competing neural circuits that are fighting for control. For example, if you look at an image, and in the image is an apple. I say, all right, look at the apple. You can focus your attention somehow that you can't explain on that apple. Now, we can...
...these that I'm talking about, design and story and symphony and...
those. Have they been exhibited?
I know it hurts. It truly, truly hurts when you know the girl don't care. You cry, cry her river, but she don't. Silently you wait, not wanting to complain.
Destroyed, graded upon, huddled on the stoop of Northeastern. I've heard him, I've even glanced, making sure not to make eye contact. I do not have enough money to buy art supplies. I've got to take the tea home. There is no change in my pocket. As I hold on to the 75 cents so they won't clink, won't jingle, I've passed by. I know him. Blankets draped over one shoulder. He greets another familiar old white lady, hair in a ponytail up on the top of her head.
I have to do that every time he plays that, because I'm a rat.
Hey, listen, do my thighs look interesting to you kids?
Now look. What were we discussing?
We were discussing the fact that we cannot play the album this week because we will not have tape machine availability because...
Unless we forgot to do the shirt.
We couldn't...
No.
What were they
They're pretty bland. They're bland. I didn't write them. I just did the drawings. They had a staff of writers.
Uh-huh.
And you went to work. It was a 9-to-5 job. You punched a time clock. It was in Cleveland. You know, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and took the rapid transit to work every day. And, you know, went to the bar after work and drank with the guys and then went home and asked myself, is this my life?
Oh, Miles,
yeah.
Why isn't the back? I bet you passed the kitchen.
Okay. Thanks. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, she got anything good?
Oh, yeah. Steph's way into Pinot's and Syrah's.
Hey, Steph!
Yeah?
Can we really open anything we want?
Yeah, yeah, anything. Except the Richebourg.
Richebourg? She has a Richebourg? Holy mackerel, I've completely underestimated Stephanie.
Ah, good Lord. Look at that.
I think this guy's more our speed.
Andrew Murray. Well, okay.
So what gems do you have in your collection?
Oh, they're really not much of a collection, you know. I mean, it's more like a small gathering in a cabinet. No, I've never really had the wallet for that. I just have to live bottle to bottle. You know? I've got things I'm saving, definitely. I guess Star would be a 1961 Cheval Blanc.
You've got a 61 Cheval Blanc and it's just sitting there?
Yes, I do.
Go get it.
Okay.
I'm serious. Hurry.
I would.
I mean, I think the 61s are peaking right now, aren't they? At least that's what I've read.
No, that's right, yeah.
It might be too late already. What are you waiting for?
Oh, I don't know. Special occasion with the right person. It was supposed to be for my 10th wedding anniversary, but...
You know, the day you open a 61 Cheval Blanc, that's the special occasion.
So...
My life is going to be from now on.
So what are some of the things that you drew from?
The bar after work and...
Now, mathematically, we have tools that show how that selective attention works. There's some neurons.
Dirty, gray, so oily and unwashed that even a hair tie is not truly necessary. Face so sagged and wrinkled with extremes of heat and cold that often she believes she is in Camelot.
Politics of nations.
Well, Mark, you're an expert on secret society.
I am not. I wouldn't call myself an expert, you know. But I think that the best thing you can do is start your own secret society.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How do you know I haven't already? Huh? How do you know I haven't already?
Because who would
very
join
secret.
It, man? You know?
Very secret.
Some people can keep the secret.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
And you're
can
right.
You
the
really?
Freemason.
Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman humming along, got the sheet music, floor plan, stolen identity, trans reversed across, side pocket. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. newmetaphysics.com. Just MP3s on their own. Not being transported by armed guards on each arm. Various parts of the source code covered over like hundreds of thousands of years. Lost civilizations. So lost that the men in the coats vow that they don't and never did. Never say. Never will. Nazi instructions from parents. Follow along right now. Interspersed with the dotted line of the official story. Never will. Never can. Don't even think about it. Kind of thing. One half quotation mark here. just a semi substrated quasi extra routine it and get it a little bit out of the set of the familiar. Kind of like an immigrant child brought into the family from lands para-exploited by current events. Various parts of the arcing of the exponentially uncurled whip. You know how that works. Way beyond everything we've known is wrong phase. I don't want to get mundane or anything. I don't want to curl up on the lap of the curled lap too many Broidian kind of times or anything. We get bored very quickly in the modern day matrix. Precarious in the modern day matrix.
With the guys and then went home.
Very fragile and conditional. Very cantilevered. Thank God for physics, huh? What would we do without it? Well, there's about 7 more years to go in the rarefied air of the spread-eagled ether. Kind of tied to the mast, blindfolded, but getting the biofeedback, of course. Don't cut that stream off. Or will we really be like real media then? Controlled by the boss man. So many people reluctant to speak today, reluctant to show it to us. They would rather just do it, mainly because they have to. Big walls of anxiety there.
Must it seem to line up and create a false sense of searchlight for the illusion? We can replicate those kinds of things.
Official story today, Matrix. Read all about it. Huh? Why don't you deliver it to my home? Yeah. You go do that.
Myself, is this my life? This is what my life is going to be?
We're way past the German habit of adding things together to make one thing. Something they are good at. And we're way past the American way of cutting off part of the whole thing and calling it one thing, something we're way beyond being good at over here. Instead, we're all doing one thing now, a Euro kind of thing. Kind of a channel up the Asian backbone and straight through the rectal canal. Ready for the Barbie, where you can barbecue your first wife and actually have a party while doing that with the new wives.
So what are some of the things that you drew for the greeting cards? This is what, birthday cards, get well soon cards, stuff like that?
No, I had this department that At that, in the late 50s, they started making these kind of more hip-looking greeting cards. They were tall and thin, you know? Remember those?
Yes, I sure do.
I was in that department.
And they were funny, or funny in quotes?
They're funny, yeah, they were yeah. funny. And some of them actually were funny. They had a couple of writers who actually were gifted comedy writers who just got stuck in Cleveland because they were alcoholics or whatever. But they wrote very funny cards. Often their best cards were censored and never used because everything had to pass by the approval of the wife of the guy who owned the Walgreen drug chain. And if she didn't like the cards, then they couldn't be distributed. So some of the best stuff never actually got distributed.
Yeah, you know, your listeners like to do this, and usually it works, but and sometimes, I don't know what happens. We'll try to go back to him later, and I hope.
Well, it's here. But you'll always return safely to the physical, and the code words will ensure that you will easily handle any situation you might encounter. All right, now, let me share some facts to help you understand the how and why of astral projection. Albert Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, means matter is energy. The physicists have now proven that everything appearing solid is in reality swirling molecules temporarily molded in their current patterns. Everything on Earth breaks down to subatomic particles, to energy. And most important, our physical bodies are energy. Our world isn't what it appears to be. Nothing is solid. It's all energy. And energy is non-physical in nature.
How long have you been into wine?
I got serious about 7 years ago.
And what was the bottle that did it?
88 Sasakaya.
Ah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's very good. Wow.
King Arthur is fighting dragons, trying to save her from the evil witches. I know him well enough to identify a body, recognize his blues anywhere in Boston, pretend he's not there. Not needing my 75 cents, even if it is to buy St. Ivy's Mall liquor. I know him well enough never to talk to him, hoping that I'll meld into the thousands of that pass by his home every day. Pass through unnoticed, never penetrating into the rocking world of blues felt so fully that he cannot but help but move to them, cannot help but to scream them out, hoping to get the attention of somebody help.
Yes, please.
We can.
The result is we cannot let such a precedent be set, because then everyone will be doing the same thing. It's part of the bylaws of the bank, as a corporation, that the employees must wear proper business attire. And I'm going to show you here in subsection 6 of the Employee Conduct Code. And he withdrew a huge tome, opened it to page 3487, paragraph 9, subsection 6, in which it described the proper attire for a bank teller. And he quoted the following passage. Women will wear a white blouse and dark skirt. Men will wear a white or blue shirt closed at the collar, with a necktie and a pair of slacks, and shined leather shoes. It is permissible to remove your jacket with permission from your supervisor during the workday, but no blue jeans, no t-shirts, no sweaters, no tight clothing. Then, remarkably, he ran his finger down to a line that said, "White gauze wrapped around the head with accompanying white gloves is strictly forbidden."
It is true,
of individuals who have attempted to dominate others, whether they be small groups or large. The dominator becomes the prisoner, ruled and controlled by those they attempt to dominate.
That is why often in relationships, where there's a loving, trusting relationships, and a relationship, and one of the parties is unfaithful, in whatever way you define that, through infidelity sexually, or through lying, or through living a double life, or through various forms of deceit in that way, has broken the faith, has broken the trust.
But I will never give him anything. Never look too close. Never make eye contact. I'll listen and let the scratched black man movie blues become part of the city's soundtrack.
New Metaphysics, 12 after. Don't try to go through the tunnel. It's been sabotaged by the police. You'll be killed. Never heard from. No one will ever remember you ever existed. Happens every few months. Herd control, I believe. 13 after. Coming through the northern expressways. That's all right. Swing by the air bases. Vents all open. Till mid-afternoon. Barcode scanning on the drive-by. Won't feel a thing.
Cause for disciplinary notice and dismissal. Now you will go home, he said. And we'll give you a week to think about this.
All the myths. Today, all myths today. In fact, I don't want to misuse that word myth, which I just did several times there. I have to retrain my subconscious. You know that old story.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Constitution. Let's go straight over to our on-the-spot reporter in the VIP observation lounge.
Yes, indeed, folks. The terminal buildings here are packed with sightseers hoping to catch a glimpse of this incredible machine, a passenger aircraft capable of leaving the Earth's atmosphere, yet which takes off from and lands on a conventional runway. Well, WGBS Metropolis has a live hookup to Daily Planet reporter Lois Lane, who is...
at 2 a.m., transform into an ambient wail easily ignored as so many of those save the children's ads. But as he passes, dirty green coat, thick, smelly blanket over his left shoulder, and as I grip onto my 75 cents, guilt speaks to some part of my mind, ambient wail, some part of my soul.
Thank you.
I guess this comic book art.
My body, the thought of my internal functions, the organs, digestion, the brain, the nervous system, horrify me.
It is horrifying.
What's it like for you to be getting older now when, you know, you're like your body just becomes a little less functional as you get older, and all of those freaky things about your digestive system or whatever.
Turn left, turn right again, and turn that radio off. Can't even say I'll speak. Now, follow the tram lines down a very steep hill until you come to where they've got the road up. When you get as far as some hoardings where it shows two girls in sweaters and says it's better with mustard, you'll know you're on the wrong road.
And she giggled happily. Then we went on out to the car.
Rewatch the video, by the way. And the judge said, you're not allowed to give tapes out like this. This is anti-government.
I'm gonna do it. Wow, that's nice. That's very good. We need to give it a minute, but that's really tasty. How about you?
I think they overdid it a little. Too much alcohol. It overwhelms the fruit.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say you were right on the money. Very good. Nice.
More evident.
Well, you know, you're forced to pay more attention to the body as you get older. You're forced to.
Source of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love.
I have not received one card or letter yet, and please write. I am going to bring apples home, and I am bathing every day.
Thank you.
Is that Stephanie's kid?
Oh, yeah, that's Sienna. She's a sweetie.
Cute. Where is she?
She's at her grandmother's. Steph's mom. She spends a lot of time over there. You got kids?
Me? No. No, I just fuck them up.
And that has helped me in a way, actually, to be less repelled in a certain way, because, you know, before I was just...
metaphysics.
Ignoring it as much as possible, you know, so that... kind of help to,
Gary Geiserman hanging.
Keep that or nurture that kind of horror of the body.
Hanging, clicking, squeaking around. Avoiding the big traps. The bait. Big footprints, my soul. Outlining the profile of the linear story. Yeah, just enter it all and click compute, digest, integrate, fold back over, chakra channeling, churning the levels, little excess cholesterol. Hurt anyone? Have the wrong species of food? And then press the next command, the command line, even if it's not a graphic interface.
What the fuck was that all about?
As the Rome declined and as its population was decimated by diseases, more and more soldiers were taken from the outskirts, from the, what are now called Germany and France. These people were very simple, not sophisticated philosophically. They also tended theologically to be Christians. And it came a certain point when the emperor became a true dictator that he needed to ensure the loyalty of his troops. And so one very plausible strategy of doing that was to become a Christian. And in fact, that happened. And that is, of course, one of the explanations of the rise of Christianity to dominance in the West. I think there's much to it. I think it's a little bit vulgar. I don't think it captures all of Christianity, all of its essence. Augustine's version of Christianity answers fundamental religious questions that we have. It answers not only religious questions, but fundamental cosmic questions. And in many ways, it represents a synthesis. A synthesis of the two traditions that we've been talking about in the recent series. The tradition of rational speculation in Greece, in Athens, and the tradition of faith, of authentic religious experience, of profound states of despair, and of a feeling of being found, of at one with the universe. And that, of course, is the tradition we take from Jerusalem.
If a woman finds out how I live, that I'm not a published author, that I'm a liar, essentially, any interest she has is going to evaporate real quick. If you don't have money at my age, you're not even in the game anymore.
Forced to deal with it, you know, you're actually even forced to have a certain affection for the body. Otherwise, if you don't, you're in big trouble.
Energy is non-physical in nature, and that includes you. You too are a
Ron Paul, a doctor, a Vietnam veteran.
You look great, I said to Becky as we walked toward my car, parked at the curb. We're derived from the nature of the threat to privacy.
In other words, I am the spreader, the world spreader of a doctrine which Hitler originated, and it was crucified, dead and buried, and it is now rising.
Superman, command.
I'm not a Superman. No, there's probably people here could whip me. I think that all I am is the offspring of millions of years of evolution, which...
Metaphysics. It's another hormone in the system triggered like that, you know, the hidden trigger time cube, although that means nothing since time is an illusion, and time isn't coded any more than code is timed. It's just a striping. Straight line. You know what we love the most around here. Love the most around. Really love it around
here. You don't develop some sort of respect and even a kind of almost a sympathetic fondness for your butt.
Let me show you how this is done. First thing, hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Just get a sense of it, okay?
Okay.
thick, thin, watery, syrupy. Okay.
If your body is low in selenium, you're going to get what's called feedback, and there's going to be resistance to your foot, or you're going to have a coordination and reflex, which is caused by this resistance.
Reaching out with one of her hands towards one of the many floating bubbles in the air, she casually mentioned to one of her friends about pushing the tables back and dancing.
Or at least, you know, a mercy for the body.
Okay.
All right. Now, tip it. What you're doing here is checking for collar density as it thins out towards the rim. To overcome this resistance, the nutrients like selenium and germanium both work together to rectify the current and keep it moving in one direction.
My light bulb went on. Front row. Suddenly felt like King Herod with Herodias. I'll give you up to half my kingdom. Elegance when she has her hair up. Wildness when she lets it down. Almost unconsciousness when that girl shakes it around.
That's going to tell you how old it is, among other things. It's usually more important with reds. Okay?
Gives a speech where he reads quotes of the neocons saying what they're going to do. My video, Road to Tyranny. Nothing but mainstream news articles and documents and David Shepard's being interviewed, the man who impeached Bill Clinton. And you will go and you will arrest him and you will try to ruin his life and put him in prison for 2 years?
Freemasons would like me, because I can't keep a secret.
Okay.
One of the things that the Freemasons want is for what is hidden to be revealed.
Right.
And to that degree, this show is an agent of Freemasonry.
Yeah.
As well as subgenius, because we're getting all this propaganda out, too.
So therefore, when you hook it with vitamin E and oxycodone together, you amplify all of these things, all amplify off of each other, because they're all working to oxygenate, to keep the electricity moving in one direction, to keep the cells reproducing in the right way. So you start getting a summating effect. It's just incredible.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, congenial host. Coerced into it. And a long tradition as well. You know how coercing that can be. Bridging the old and new, the worn and old, green and the white, spread across like a big motorcycle jump in the media environment. The environment of bridging the cross and strapping it down. Putting layers on and showing it off, all shiny and new. Participating in the borrowed, spiraling venues of the ceremonial, the tradition, the ritual, and orgy perhaps. Reinforcing.
Lighten up on the body, ease up on it, give it a chance, you know, acknowledge that it needs, you know. So.
420 and Drew's duplex is on. Duplex is on, sir.
Duplex is on. This is Dr. Berkeley. What arrangements have been made regarding the reception of the president?
Everybody aboard Air Force One. Everyone aboard Air Force One.
Is actually aboard the Constitution and hopefully able to speak with us. Lois, can you hear me? Lois?
Yes, indeed, loud and clear. I'm still a little speechless at the view we had a moment ago out of the cockpit windows. We were actually in space looking down on planet Earth, and it really is beautiful. Boy, are we a heck of a long way up.
Don't be shy. Really get your nose right in there, really. A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry. Passion fruit. And, there's just like the faintest soupçon of like asparagus. And there's a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Sitting there trying not to smile, she takes out her pocket watch and goes back and forth with it, delightfully hypnotized, de-traumatized. She's moving it from left to right. Aloha doesn't mean goodbye or hello. It's welcome to limbo.
Good. Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese. And feeding and, you know. So now I have to pay more attention.
Do you think of yourself as drawing yourself very differently now than you did in the 60s or 70s?
Not too differently. Maybe a little academically, a little more correct, I think. I look at my drawings that I did back then, and I could see a lot of things that are real crude about them, and not... I would change a lot of things if I actually could... was Superman, can go back and alter everything I ever drew, I would change a lot of it and improve. So I think my drawings improved technically in a way, although maybe the content's not quite as wacky and wild as it used to be, I don't know.
Different ocean story today. Different cable system entirely. In fact, no damn system entirely. Like a fascisti, no more. Don't bundle my signal, my friend.
White Christian civilization. I am one example of it, not a Superman. But I think that compared to an Aborigine in Africa who eats his grandmother, and they're still eating people over there, I think I am, and so are you. We're all Supermen compared to those cruts.
Put your glass down. Get some air into it. Oxygenating it opens it up. It unlocks the aromas, the flavors. Very important. Smell again. What you do with every one of them.
When do we drink?
Now.
Mmm. How would you rate this one, Miles?
Well, usually they start you on ones with learning disabilities, but this one is pretty damn good. This is the new one, right, Chris?
Just released about 2 months ago.
Nice job.
We like it.
You could work in a wine store, Miles.
Yeah, that'd be a good move. Are you chewing gum?
Now, starting on page 72, there's an entire collection of straight harp songs. It's not necessary to memorize them now. Instead, we're going to move on to one of the most important skills in harp playing, a single note.
Does when it's over something that's alive, just keep it vibrating on its normal rate. In the case of cheese or milk, when you put milk under a pyramid, it turns into cheese without getting rotten or smelling bad after a week or two.
This chairman's not as big a freak as he looks. He knows who Teddy Bass is, what he is, what he's up to.
I think I like the elevator, and in retrospect you can see it sort of serves as a metaphor for a whole movie with these guys riding up and down and up and down and people stopping on different floors and interjecting and adding new information in it. Here they are, two metaphysical heroes outside of convention. just having it out, hashing it out. Jude's shirt soaked with perspiration, talking about how he's upset that Jason torched his house. And the bystanders who are within convention all look so weird to them. They're living on the surface, and they see these guys who are living in another dimension, debating things in another dimension.
I draw myself looking older now, but I always drew myself looking old anyway.
Sucked into that filth, just like drunkards or dope fiends.
In the 19th century, Reformed Jews turned the exile and the diaspora into a positive value, holding that it enabled the Jews to fulfill their true mission, to till peace and amity. And we will be able to reach them. And where was God at Auschwitz? Meekness of the holy people, call for repentance, incomprehensible to many worshippers.
Betray yourself right here. That's why you betrayed yourself by going to Brad.
Why didn't you figure this out? Why didn't you bring me here?
Because you lied to us. You told us that the African guy was the doorman at your friend's building, not at your parents' building. You encrypted the truth. That's how good you are at betraying yourself.
Right.
I told you that he wasn't ready for infinity.
Hey, don't start with that magic blanket bullshit, okay?
It's not magic. It's just the way things are, Tommy. You and me in the air are actually tiny particles that are swirling around together. Look right here, you see?
Okay. But look at the cracks between these particles and the cracks we fall through, the holes of nothingness. Exactly, because that's what I just experienced upstairs.
Well, look closer. There are tiny particles connecting the larger cubes.
Yeah, and then tinier cracks between the connections.
And even tinier connections.
And even tinier cracks.
Yeah, but if you look close enough, you can't tell where my nose ends and space begins because they're unified. See?
So what? You can't see any of this anyway. Do you see anything?
No.
But I want to debate this particle cube thing.
You live all the time with things you can't see. You can't see electricity, can you? You can't see radio waves, but you accept them.
Trust.
Fuck trust!
Better stay away from Katarina Albert, because she's going to lead you down the path to darkness.
She was our prize graduate student until she went astray.
No, I think that I am going to stay with her and the cracks and the pain and the nothingness, because that's more real to me. That's what I feel.
Word!
Okay, we're not spoiling it.
No, we're going to work with Brad.
And it'll all come back to you and interconnection.
Brad, are you kidding me? I'm going to work on that prick, and it's all going to come back to pain and no connection.
No. It's on.
We'll see. We'll see.
A man with no criminal record of any type. A deacon in the church. This is the new America.
She had on a gray suit with a sort of spray of flowers worked into the material in silver and running up onto one shoulder.
Captain Morrow or Lieutenant Callahan say a few words to us?
Yes, this is Dave Morrow.
I'm sure a lot of the folks here at the airport are tuned into our conversation, Dave. Can you see us waving from way up there?
Very nearly. We're descending rapidly. It'll only be a matter of minutes before we land.
And how has the Constitution behaved on her first flight?
She's a dream to fly.
Felt old.
Why? Why do you think yours felt old?
I don't know. My...
Both the Reform and Conservative movements conduct their services partly in Hebrew and partly in English. According to Jewish law, prayers should be recited in a quorum of at least 10 adult male worshippers. A quorum could assemble anywhere, though every effort was made to gather in a synagogue. The modern Reform and Conservative movements have included women in the prayer quorum. Where it was not possible to join a quorum, Jews have recited the regular prayer services on their own. The architectural form.
Robert, you're just like a little old man. Just to tell me that when I was a kid.
The architecture of I don't know. Surroundings.
I always did actually.
The synagogue originally.
Part of my oppositeness, my opposition
the first,
to normal people, is that
ark,
I feel like
which the
I was born old in a certain way.
These
I've actually gotten younger as I've gotten as life's gone on. Or most people see the opposite.
The
they come out
second main
like
feature
children, and then they get old.
Hall.
I think I came out old and becoming a child.
Women were seated separately, either in a balcony or behind a partition on the same level as the men. The Reform movement changed this arrangement by placing the reader directly in front of the ark, doing away with the separate platform. Reform synagogues often added an organ and a choir loft, and women were seated with men.
Now, if you'd like, I'll have Doreen Xerox a copy of the page I just read to you. You can study that over the weekend. So I left the bank and went home, somewhat shaken, knowing that, under the circumstances, I could never come back.
You never learn. This is only the beginning. We have many ways and means, but we don't wish to damage you permanently. Are you ready to talk?
You look ugly. No, no, no.
This is General Clifton.
Yes, General Clifton.
Who?
vow of silence, that perhaps I have been mistaken in talking to others in pursuing a dialogue.
Shut up.
So what's your novel about?
It's my brother. It's difficult to summarize. It starts out as a kind of a first-person narrative about a guy taking care of his father after a stroke. And it's kind of based on personal experience, but only loosely.
What's the title?
The Day After Yesterday.
Oh.
So I became a mute. The silent world.
You're doing well. Now, you can't. Now, don't give up now. Didn't she vacuum lawn?
Yeah, but then he vacuumed her. I had to chop him up with a machete.
Okay, Albert, I'm going to let you in on a couple of secrets. One, your mind is always occupied on something, so it may as well be something helpful like Mrs. Sharmer and her vacuum cleaner. Two, there is no such thing as you and me.
So then there's just nothing?
Three, there's no such thing as nothing. There is no remainder in the mathematics of infinity. There's only the blanket.
Thought I understood the blanket. Now I'm not sure.
You mean today?
Yeah, I mean, right, but it's more...
So it's about, like, death and mortality, or...
Yeah, not really.
Let me quote something else you write in your book. You say that in your youth, your sex drive never left you alone. You say, I was constantly driven by frustrated desires to do bizarre and unacceptable things with and to women. My soul was in constant conflict. Old age is the only relief.
And I have been able to rescue them. And I'm not a bit ashamed of that. I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with anyone on any day. The only thing I will not tolerate is a homosexual who is a homosexual.
It jumps around a lot. That's what it's about, in a way. You know what I mean? And
Elbert, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm the director of the Open Spaces Coalition. We fight suburban sprawl.
What's suburban sprawl?
Why don't you ask Stephen? They could use a little suburban sprawl in Sudan.
Excuse me, Dad.
Industry, houses, jobs, restaurants, medicine.
You can preserve a lot of open space and have jobs for people with the
I beg your pardon, Albert, I wasn't finished.
Superman measures up.
Particles vibrating at a rate relating to this manifest plane you've chosen to explore for a while.
Augustine then saw his Christian synthesis as an attempt to put the best parts of both together, to offer something which could not only appeal to the mind, as Greek philosophies did, but appeal to the spirit, as he felt Aristotle and Plato did not. Now, the particular form of Augustine synthesis was a syncretism of Neoplatonism. He claimed to be a Platonist. We know, in fact, that he read very few of Plato's original works. After Plato died, many of his works became part of a sort of religious cult called Neoplatonism. And that's the form in which Augustine came in contact with most of Plato's doctrines. Nonetheless, he's a self-professed Platonist, and it's that tradition he wants to mix with the wisdom, as opposed to science and reason, the wisdom, the other side of philosophy, love of wisdom, of Jerusalem.
Well, you're not exactly in old age, but you are older.
I'm 61.
Mm-hmm.
It's old age. It's old.
The fuck was that all about?
You start to see everything from the point of view of the father, and a lot of other things happen. Parallel narratives. Kind of a mess.
Very soon.
Clothes, videos, toys, cheeseburgers, cars, a functioning economy.
You can...
being scrubbed down when the doorbell rang. There on the front step, a day early, was Suzuki Roshi, wearing a big smile on his face and highly amused to find everyone in the midst of preparations for his arrival.
Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. The best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes.
Gary Geiserman here. Just breathing along. A little extra oxygen created during the turf war. Little micromedia channels and inlets. Various underground water passages haven't been contaminated yet. And our favorite first feature, the Matrix. I do realize at some point we will have to air our co-feature in the double feature. Even though we don't have said film, and we do not have said film queued, in fact, we don't even know if there is said film, we will tell you when we do.
And then eventually the whole thing sort of evolves or devolves into this sort of Rob Grier mystery.
George, go and do that. And this is how it works all the time. So that's why I said at that point, Mitch, that you quoted, that knowing this manipulation, knowing its techniques and knowing where it wants to go is essential to taking control back of our own minds and our own lives. If we start not to accept the official version of events unquestioningly and we make it stand up to questioning, stand up to research, then we are going to not be scammed in the way that we have up to this point.
Okay.
So I'll take control back.
Okay.
other than you niggers here tonight.
No. But no real resolution.
Wow.
Are there any niggers here? Is he that desperate for shock value? Are you scraped the bottom bound to be that cruel to say, are there any niggers here tonight?
Have I ever talked about the Schwartz and they left the room? Or the Moulin Jeans or the Yams or placated some southerner by absence of voice when he ranted and raved about the niggers? Are there any niggers here? You know I'm working with a nigger. I think I see one nigger couple back there between those two niggers to three kikes. Thank God for the kikes. And two spicks and one mick. We have two spicks, one mick, three kikes, and one spunky, funky, hunky. Any more boogies? Three more sheenies, eight more guineas, six guineas, seven wops, six grease balls. I pass the six dykes, four kikes, and eight niggers. The point, if President Kennedy got on television every day and said, I would like to introduce all the niggers in my cabinet, and all the niggers called each other niggers, they oft-times who, but in front of the old phase, and every day you heard nigger, 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 in the second month, nigger would mean as much as good night or God bless you when you sneeze, or perhaps as much as I promise to sell the whole tooth, nothing but to do so help me God. Nigger would lose its impact, and it'd never make any foil nigger cry when he came home from school. Zagornish gives it the power, Jim.
Tasted the peppery warmth of her juices.
Still have a functioning economy and preserve open spaces with a little planning.
Wow. Wow.
It's real Rob Grier mystery.
Now?
But no real resolution.
Wow.
I think it's really great you're getting it published. Really. I mean, I know how hard it is just to write it, even.
Yeah.
I mean, like me, I've got this paper due on Friday, and I'm freaked out about it, just like in high school.
Paper, huh?
Yeah, I'm going for a master's degree in horticulture. Sort of chipping away at it.
Horticulture? Mm. Really? I didn't even know that there was a college here.
This is one of your enemies?
That's one of the biggest enemies. I'd rather gas queers than anybody else.
Initiative. He's getting £3, 12 shillings for a month. But then maybe it's only there for an hour in the morning.
It doesn't look as though he had the regular hours and long hours.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And I don't think he'd want it. Anyway, he gets the £3, 12 shillings. That's the important thing. And he's told to put money in his purse. But he recognized that as a tempter too, the quote from Iago. DC then asked him, what is the greatest boast of an Englishman? Of course, Haynes comes to mind. But Stephen, of course, thinks of, I have an empire on which the sun never sets, or something to that effect. And anyway, comes out with the answer and said, I paid my way. Of course, it's what every imperial power doesn't do. They conquer the country and then get the money out of it and make other people pay. And DC starts talking about history. He seems to blame everything on women as well. Anyway, Stephen thinks it's over and it's going to go. He's called back. DC says he has a letter. He asks Stephen, does he know any editor? And Stephen says he knows two, slightly. Evening Telegraph, that'll do. So he finishes the letter. We don't know exactly what's in the letter because we just get Stephen scanning it, and it's about foot and mouth disease, and it's full of cliches. No good. Anyway, Stephen takes the two letters. They discuss different things, and like Haynes, DC turns out to be very anti-Semitic. He blames the Jews for a lot of things, and Stephen, remembering his Paris days, remembers the Jews on the steps of the Stock Exchange. thinks of them, well, they're making money, that's about all. Wouldn't anyone do that? And then he thinks, anyway, in the heel of the hunt, all wealth is going to be scattered. It's an illusion to gather it because someone else is going to scatter it.
Hi, Lois. What's wrong? You look so miserable.
And why shouldn't I? I've spent the better part of a week chasing our mystery man all over Metropolis. And all I've got to show for my trouble is sore feet. And to add insult to injury, just look at these headlines.
Superman stops subway. Superman foils armored car heist. Yeah, I saw those headlines in the Times.
The other papers pick up on my Superman reference. I managed to name the guy without even knowing who he is.
Ah, jeepers, that's too bad.
Clouds are a very complex part of our global climate models. The positive feedback says it gets warmer, more water evaporates, that water forms clouds. Well, we already saw that clouds reflect sunlight. That's a negative feedback effect, causes cooling. On the other hand, clouds also absorb infrared radiation coming up from below, just like greenhouse gases do, and consequently that enhances the greenhouse effect. Which of those wins out? Well, it depends on the clouds and where they are and a lot of other...
The sex fiends. I go to this rehabilitation center with my sister, he said. And the sex fiends all sit together. They're all guys 5 feet tall or under. And this one guy, they call him the rabbit. Well, the rabbit's problem is that he propositions every woman he sees. He just walks up and asks them to go to bed with him. I think that's very honest, I said.
Thanks. Becky got into the car, then grinned at me, sort of lazily and happily.
For a minute, we explored each other. And then Gina took my penis out of her mouth and stroked it, hard and rhythmically.
And really, I would say if it wasn't for people like George Lincoln Rockwell, I probably wouldn't be here right now, and I probably wouldn't be a Christian, because it was only those men's dedication that really inspired me to sort of join this movement and sympathize.
Do you think that most Jews are traitors? I unfortunately think that a great large number of them are. I have no scientific way of judging how many, but my experience has been that either Jews are mixed up in it or they actively oppose any exposure of it. Do you have any percentage of estimate on the percentage of Jews that you would say are traitors? A very loose estimate, which I have no backing for except my own guess, and that's 80%. You think that if you came to power that about 80% of the Jews would have to be tried and executed? I suspect that.
You hear me? You dirty bum, you! You call 80% of the Jews traitors?
How would, Mr. Rockwell, how do you react to this kind of treatment? I'm used to it. I'm used to it.
Well, I commute to San Luis Obispo twice a week.
Ah. Horticulture?
Yeah.
Wow. So do you want to work in a winery or something?
Maybe. So, when can I read your book?
Well, I love myself. How am I not myself? How am I not myself? How am I not myself?
Your saliva is lubricant.
How am I not myself?
What else happened?
How am I not myself?
I said. Well, the hashish really kicked in, Gina said. My body felt so heavy I could barely lift my arm, but that was okay. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to fight it. Claire's head was between my legs. I could see her bright, shining hair moving this way and that. Where was Derek? Derek? Gina continued to stroke me, bending to lick my shaft, keeping me wet. Derek was sitting on his knees on the floor midway up the bed, watching Claire fuck me. Just sitting there in a trance. What? Chin resting on his folded hands, inches from us. What? Just sitting there in a trance. Chin resting on his folded hands, inches from us. It was the way you'd sit and watch fish drift in an aquarium.
Although I heard the sounds of televisions in other rooms, and I heard other people talking,
you know, well, I do happen to have a manuscript in my car.
This shot begins the picture in a blurry grain.
How are you? Okay? Doing okay?
Oh, you said that was gonna relax me.
Eventually, but you have to practice at home, okay?
Questions, David. One, of course, is related to what's known as the Illuminati.
Right.
And as you quote in the book, which I believe perhaps means the Illuminated Ones.
Yep.
And you write this, the conspiracy to create a centralized global fascist state is orchestrated in the five stints world. Then you go on to mention the Freemasons, Knights of the Malta, Knights Templar,
yep,
and the Jesuits.
Yeah, yeah, and many others. It's like a web. If you, people imagine a web with a spider in the middle, the spider's where the real, real power and the orchestration comes from, and that spider relates itself to very, very few people. And then out from the spider come the different strands in the web. The closer the strands are to the web, the more elite, the more secretive, and the more exclusive are the secret societies and the organizations, and the further out you get, you start to hit organizations that directly, are in the public arena.
Yep. You got a lot of layers in there, don't you? Huh?
I mean, it's not proofed or anything, so it's full of typos, if you don't mind typos.
Oh, no, who cares? I mean, I'm the queen of typos.
The metaphysics. 43 after. And take that tunnel now. If you take that tunnel, this show is all you're ever going to get. The rest of your natural life.
Fascinated but distant. All he did was move Claire's hair out of the way once in a while so he could see better.
That hair out of the windshield, my friends. Driving on I-90 out there. Toward the heavy industrial ghost towns now. Those IT ramshackle tumbleweed areas. Although if you wait a minute, history will change for you. That's what the old folktale is these days. The redux of the redux of the redux. Gotta have three. Get that trisymmetry in there. Make everybody happy. If you don't mind a little feminine energy, that is. Otherwise, you could jump straight over to joy for that masculine. That masculine push. The protein stream splashing at you. If that's your cup of tea. La, 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 la. That's your cup of tea splashing at you. Here in this frequency, New Metaphysics. Big G Gary Geiserman hanging around on it. Prince Red by the Infrared. Enough to let you get caught, you know.
Quite lively, rather quickly, but
somebody's going to have to explain to me how the Quebec Charter, how the Quebec government can be protected by the federal notwithstanding clause from the Quebec Charter.
Well, good point, Rick. But I mean, people, I think, do see this as a debate that's quickly going to engage the Canadian Charter. And I would think it wouldn't be long before perhaps somebody in Alberta might decide to test a similar example as was tested.
The meaning of their words began to become less defined for me. In fact, I reached a point where I hardly understood what was being said at all. It was as if that faculty was atrophying, as though English was becoming a foreign language to me. Very slowly, words became less and less succinct.
Nothing else. Gina turned and looked back at me. You want me to tell you more? Yes. Everything. Then give me your hand. Gina reached back, found my right hand, and guided it down to my own penis. Now stroke yourself, she breathed. Make yourself calm while I tell you. I did as instructed. I could hear soft moans of approval as she watched. After Claire made me come, I felt Derek's hand in my cheek. He was standing next to the bed beside me. I'd almost forgotten he was there. He gently turned my face toward him. He was naked, and his cock was inches from my mouth. I parted my lips. It was hard and wet, and I could taste Claire on him. He must have been fucking her, taking her from behind while she was between my legs, but I hadn't been aware of a thing. I was stoned. I was completely focused on what Claire was doing to me.
Consult.
Rajic.
To go camping.
Obozovac.
To search.
Szukać.
to cultivate.
Uprawiać.
Once you pass 60, you can't call yourself middle-aged anymore.
So is that, do you feel like that's had an impact on what?
If a woman finds out how I live, that I'm not a published author, that I'm a liar, essentially, any interest she has is going to evaporate real quick. If you don't have money at my age, you're not even in the game anymore.
Draw.
So that had an impact even on the motivation to draw at all, actually.
How?
I just don't have. I was so driven when I was young. When I was young, I lived on paper, basically. I lived my youth on paper because I couldn't live in the real world. I guess part of that thing you asked me before of how do I feel like I'm younger now is that I actually can. I'm more relaxed in the real world than I used to be. So that I'm much less motivated to hide behind the drawing.
Another analogy is think about the sushi belt restaurant where you've got this, you know, it's a great idea. Basically, you have the chef keeps putting new things onto the sushi belt and you're sitting there and you're going, oh, I think I'll have one of those. And that's what RSS, that's sort of the net effect for the user is that you now have the information, the news or the ideas or the community coming to you and you're sitting there in a very convenient way just being able to say, okay, I think I want to look more deeply at that or...
Just try to be your normal, humorous self, okay? The guy you were before the tailspin. Do you remember that guy? People love that guy. And don't forget, your novel is coming out in the fall.
Oh, really? How exciting. What's it called?
Come here, Moss. Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a fucking lightweight, then that's your call, but do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain, you got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any fucking Merlot!
Okay, relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax? Do not drink too much. You hear me? I don't want you passing out or going to the dark side. No going to the dark side.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Miles. How are you?
Wow, Maya.
Oh.
Exactly. You must teach it to echo.
Good. Now, Echo, have you ever heard this tune before?
No.
What do you mean, no? I haven't sung it yet.
Oh, well, that's why I haven't heard it.
Ah. Well, listen.
Yep.
These people have voted, and they never do it for the Congress. it's only for the Jews, only for the communists. In other words, they never make such a fuss over communist speaking. It's only when somebody...
No, only over dogs that spew disease all over the place. Dogs like you that have to go out and come in here and do what you do. Now, public event, not your private interest.
We got a camera here. Stand away from the legal lane, will you?
I got a camera.
Chroma upstairs. So both the table and the bottle.
Certain way.
Oh, this is really funny. That you write in the book, Sartre said, hell is other people. You say, hell is also yourself.
Right.
I really like
right.
that.
Yeah.
The gorgeous. You both do.
Thank you. Not so bad yourself.
Thanks. Thanks. So what's good here?
What is this that you're drinking?
Oh, yeah. This is the Fiddlehead Sauvignon Blanc.
I see. Is it good?
So try what it. Time does it close up at is it?
Calaira.
Calaira.
Calaira. Yeah, I got actually got in there pretty good. I'm around 5:30, 6. Some stuff to do.
Miles.
Yeah. That's nice. That's really
it's
nice.
Aged 12 months in oak.
Really?
French oak.
Sauvignon Blanc. Huh. Interesting.
I know the winemaker. She comes into the restaurant.
What do you have to do to close up?
Just close up the register, you know, clean up and put some stuff away, and then put the glasses up the next day. Yes. Yeah, I know. I love that.
He was more of a love monger. He loved the white people. Enough to go out there and march and preach in public. And to actually have a gun pointed at his head and to resist it.
Oh, he can say it and it's not disgusting.
I
love this, like, whenever I say something,
and I thought anyone who really dedicated and really deserves our love, even if it's a posthumous type of love, since he's dead now.
Well, the movement for it has been around for 20 years, since 1959. George Langdon Rockwell started it. And he was beginning to get into the same type of thing that we're doing now. And what we're doing is we're building a chain of retail stores. And once we establish a sufficient amount of chain retail stores and a certain volume of money, then we'll expand. And all the while, we're building the AMP, the American Nazi Party.
Have ever known a deeper caring than you have ever experienced that can lead to nurturing a world, making it healthy and whole, that can lead to success. Fantastic success. And so as we begin, let's begin by telling you a story.
The universe is an infinite sphere whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere.
Let's begin by telling you a story. Just set your things down in your lap or just listen. Don't take notes. Don't try to record this story. Just sit.
Things. We don't even know the sign of the feedback effect with clouds in general. If you say to a climatologist, are clouds exerting a positive or negative effect on the climate system? We don't know overall. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Not only do we not know the number for sure, we don't know the sign in some cases. So clouds are a real one of the areas of significant uncertainty in climate models.
Hold on now, tell me what happened, okay?
She won't stand share this with me.
Tell me what that is.
It's important, I mean, I see it so clearly.
Yeah.
You use petroleum, you're a murderer, that's
right.
A fact.
Yeah.
Murderer.
I know you say murderer.
Killing the ozone and all the creatures that it's hurting.
Calm down.
Two,
yeah.
Killing Arabs and oil-producing dictatorships
right.
Where everybody is poor,
yes.
That's cruelty and it's inhumane.
Right.
way to be on the spot before he gets there.
Yeah, well, until I become clairvoyant, the only way to do that is to...
And this, of course, in a nutshell, can be put, as many philosophers have, Augustine baptizes Plato. Right, he says, well, Plato's really talking about what the Christian talks about. That may not seem obvious at first how that can be so. But consider, what is the ultimate state of being for Plato? The architectonic form. We've got the forms of all the various things, and they all participate in one super form, the form of the good. And for Plato, that was a form of sort of cosmic optimism, right? Being is good. Well, as I often tell my students, if you want to understand how Augustine approached Plato, look at the form of the good, cut out the word the form of, and cut one O out of the good, and you got it. The architectonic form, the form of the good, is in fact the Judeo-Christian God. And that works quite nicely, because if each of the essences or forms emanates from the form of the good, so in the Christian synthesis, each of the particular essences we find in the world emanates from God.
Modern day Matrix.
Taken. Important instructions will follow in 30 seconds.
And that's the proper name is American National Socialist Party. Everybody calls it AMP. We're the only AMP in the country that calls ourselves AMP. You know, everybody else has got these fancy long names, but, you know, Americans aren't like that. Americans like sharp, quick things, and that's what we've got.
No, that one. Not this.
No. I'm having that too.
Come on, Arrow.
Right?
Oh, yes.
For our soup, we have corn chowder. And for our entrees, we have medallions of pork dusted with black truffles, served with a root vegetable foulon and wasabi whipped potatoes. And finally,
plain white.
Yes.
Miles, what does this remind you of?
No.
After all, tonight we are celebrating Miles' book deal. Published off.
Oh, wow. Wow, Miles. Oh, well, in that case.
And then the ticket, you have no idea.
You have no control over it.
You don't come like do something.
It's a modern way of treating it, but it's a traditional way of dealing with life. It's a controversial way of dealing with life.
So everyone's going
Listen to a story. Once upon a time, as all stories begin, once upon a time, in what seems a distant land, in a distant place, there was a man, or maybe a woman. This woman, this man, perhaps very young, seeming still a boy or a girl, too many, but not a boy, not a girl, a man, a woman, very young. Perhaps this one, a woman, a man, in the mid of life and living. Perhaps this one, very old, forgotten and overlooked by most. Once upon a time, there was a dreamer, there was a magician. a map maker. And in this distant land, in this place so far away, one morning they woke, and the day was a different kind of day than most. There was something special. They could not say exactly what or how they knew. The sky, more blue, electric. The air, sweeter, warmer, perhaps seeming to hold sparkles of light that disappeared as soon as one tried to see them. There was something wet about everything, as though the sky and the earth and the light were wet with life, flowing, fluid, plastic, elastic. The earth was silky that day. That day they knew was a special day. And though they went about their normal activity, for they were of this world, that is so, at some time during the day they slipped away to go off by themselves. They walked the meadows, or the fields, or the prairies. They walked the meadows alone, in the sky that was electric, in the air that was sweeter than most, filled with light. They walked in the wet of life, upon the silky earth, and through the meadows. In time they came to the wood, and they entered the wood.
Consistent and complete. Consistency means that everything that is provable in the language is true. Completeness means that everything which is true in the language can be proven.
What do we mean by that? Who doesn't want to be in an elevated state of consciousness? But right now, the tools that most of us use, it takes you up, and then plop, you fall back down, and you fall back down very hard.
Temporary,
yeah.
Identity is an illusion,
yeah.
Then everything is meaningless, and it doesn't matter if he's patrolling.
No,
that's got me very confused.
No,
build the party politically by building retail, building businesses, by employing our people, and while buying land and building our farms. That's simple.
Totally among your own kind. Those who believe in you have like belief. Where you can sit and talk to them, and when you talk to them, they're on the same level as you are. Whereas when you're at home, you talk to somebody and a surface, It's all surface because they don't believe, unless of course they believe the same, but then they're so very few.
These guys make top-notch P&O in Chardonnay, one of the best producers in Santa Barbara County.
I thought you hated Chardonnay.
No. I like all varietals. I just don't generally like the way they manipulate Chardonnay in California. Too much oak and secondary malolactic fermentation.
Huh.
You see, the reason that this region is so good for Pinot is that the cold air off the Pacific flows in at night, and it just cools down the berries. Pinot's a very thin-skinned grape. It doesn't like constant heat or humidity. Very delicate.
It matters. Look, Tommy. See, this is the universe, and that's our galaxy over here.
What universe?
This.
What?
Tommy,
this?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. There's dust and gas there.
Yeah.
There's us over here, and good and bad luck in the middle. That's chaos. That's my bee.
You know, this doesn't sound like you.
No, Bubon talks about space.
Where'd you get that book?
You sent it to me.
No, we would never give you this book.
You didn't send
Catherine
me.
Bubon is full of shit. What is she doing
here?
Who
sent it to
me? Oh, my God. She never leaves Paris. This is insane.
The trees were tall, silent, majestic. The earth beneath their feet, spongy, with mosses and lichen. The felled tree trunks, rotting. Combustion, a warmth, a heat. A robust smell, earthy and alive. They move the tiny twigs as they would walk, listening to the crunch underfoot. Last fall's leaves decayed, rotted tiny twigs that break under their weight. They made their way through the forest, through the wood.
Everything else being equal, that's bearish for the stock markets. In addition, the strong dollar is inflationary because Americans now have to pay more for imports, and that is bearish for the stock market too.
For the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Welcome back. Take it easy.
Are you okay, Miles?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Excuse us, gentlemen.
Sure. All right. Don't take too long. Okay. Bye, girls.
What the fuck? What is up with you? Do you remember our little talk outside? Yeah. Get your shit together.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Where were you?
Bathroom.
Did you drink and dial?
No.
Why do you always have to do this? Victoria is gone.
Gone.
Poof. In the wind. I mean, you are blowing a great opportunity here with Maya. Maya, she's great. She's cool. She's funny. She knows wine. I mean, what is this morose come-down bullshit? These girls want to party with us. Huh? And what was that 10-minute lecture on Boris Bouvray's? Are you kidding me? Who gives a fuck?
Let's just say that I'm uncomfortable with the whole scenario.
Have you forgotten all the bad times you had with Victoria? How small she can make you feel? Isn't that why you had the affair with Brenda in the first place?
Shut your face. Yeah. Shut up.
Have you even noticed how Maya's looking at you? Oh, come on, man. You've got her on the hook. Reel her in. Let's ratchet this up a notch. Here, drink some Agua Fria.
Hey. Well, so, shall we, get some dessert?
Well, we were thinking, why don't we go back to my place? I've got wine, some insane cheeses, music, whatever.
Yeah! Waiter!
What the fuck was that all about?
Too. Name's Kent. Clark Kent.
Jimmy Olsen. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Actually, I was looking for somewhere to change my film.
Be my guest.
I ought to find Mr. White anyhow.
Perry White? Are they all like that in Metropolis?
Oh, no. Just in the newspaper business.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And both of those claims were proven. In fact, so you had a completely, absolutely stunning breakthrough. And so very quickly they came to the view, hey, we don't have to mathematize logic. We have to logicize mathematics.
Well, let me grab hold here. Touch analog, triple layered skin to the same that you have. Engage those higher than 7 chakras, warmth and so forth. A touch, and it feels better. Turn to Oceania a little bit. Mommy's throat, and so forth.
And as the day's light grew long and the shadows stretched to the east, they came upon a clearing, or perhaps a grove. The heart of the wood. This they knew, though not why they knew. This was a holy place, a sacred place, that only few could find, that no map could be drawn, no markers could be made. And they came into the clearing, or was it a grove? And in this place stood a solitary stone, or a tree, regal, majestic, standing alone, even within the grove. They stood for a long while, and then quietly, as if creeping gently, they went to sit, to lean against the stone, or to sit in the gnarled roots and lean against the bark of tree. And in the light of day, they sat still. They sat. They waited. They sat, patient.
This is a pretty good book. You should read this.
What?
Hey, she
what?
Says nothing's connected. Doesn't matter what you do. You could drive a car. You could burn up gas.
Yeah.
Which would explain the way things actually are, where people do destructive things like it doesn't even matter.
Tommy, everything is connected and everything matters. There is not an atom in our bodies that has not been forged in the furnace of the sun. Now, isn't that cool? Huh?
Yes.
That's a cool thing, isn't it?
But.
But what? You tell me where she contradicts that.
Logic was already far more precise than mathematics had ever been.
Dr. Cox.
Yeah, what would you do?
Lean forward and dangle my tits in your face. So you can play with them while I'm riding you. And you're bouncing up and down on that big, hard, throbbing cock. Oh, come on, Johnny. Go grab them tits and play with them and suck them. Yeah, so you bounce your bum up and down while I'm riding you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right up my pussy. That big 9-inch throbbing cock. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, grab the cheeks of my ass now and bounce me up and down.
Oh, that's nice.
Hand behind me and squeeze your balls while I'm riding your cock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm gonna get off and let you get me on my hands and knees. Turn me over, I want you to fuck me from behind. So you can get your arms around the front and squeeze my tits. Come on, Johnny.
Yeah.
Come on, slide that cock right up that tight, juicy little hole. Oh, come on, you randy bugger.
Now, we all know the practical consequences of this revolution in logic, the computer. But there was higher aspirations than that. In Principia Mathematica, Russell and Whitehead attempted to, simply by building up recursively, first order logic, then
describe, define, and build all of mathematics from that. In other words, turn all of mathematics into a derivation of pure logic, as a computer could do. And in fact, they had no small degree of success. It really emboldened the movement. I can't get into the details, but basically what they did is they were able to define a successor operation, what we call counting. Then, if you think about it, addition will turn out to be iterated successor. Multiplication will be iterated addition. Exponential functions will be iterated multiplication. Then subtraction, division, and roots will all be the inversion of those logically recursive functions.
Single, waitress, getting off work.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Your balls fucking on inside of my leg.
Oh, yeah, I've got big balls.
Big hairy balls?
Yeah.
Looking for love. A little slap and tickle.
Shut up.
Oh, right here.
Where?
Where? Less than 5% of the cosmos is composed of the same elements that compose human life.
You know...
There you go. That means we're all alone, and we're miserable and isolated.
Molly, if you... Listen, if you leave him before he gets done dismantling, he will never make it to the other side, okay?
I'm done with the dismantling.
You don't want to ask these questions?
No, I want to live my life!
What is that life, baby? What are we part of? Who are we?
She probably went home, lit some candles, put on some relaxing music, took a nice hot bath, and laid down in bed with her favorite vibrator.
Jesus Christ. Come on. Have you no shame?
Oh, Miles. Oh, Miles.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Solitary stone of which they leaned, against which they leaned. The tree. They would listen to the sound. The laughter of the wind. The dance of water. The cradle of earth humming. They would listen.
And so there's this incredible sense of the power that logic was bestowing on modern thought, and hence the term logical positivism, the sense that there really was a fundamental breakthrough going on. And I should point out that such logicians were also philosophers and metamathematicians.
I don't think the world typically is benefited by heroes.
Remember, George? Father kissed me for the very first time on that dance floor. It was then that I realized that I was going to spend the rest of my life with him.
The rich smells. The smells they could smell no other place other than in this hallowed place, holy, sacred. And they would touch the rock behind them, the bark, the knottle of roots, the earth beneath them, the singular grasses that grew, the wildflower, the clover, a twig, a leaf. And they would taste, no, not with their tongue, but they would taste and savor the juicy of this place. They sat, and they saw what they could see, and they listened to what they could hear, and smelled the fragrance slowly. They touched and they tasted. And all became quiet.
Ask you a personal question, Miles.
Victoria, how the hell are you?
What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I just heard that you got remarried. Congratulations. I didn't think you had the stomach for another go-round.
Oh, Miles, you're drunk.
Oh, just a little local Pinot. You know, a little Burgundy, that old cut de bim.
Where are you?
A little place in Los Olivos. New owners, cozy ambiance. Excellent photo. You should try it. I thought of you at the hitching post last night. Hello?
Miles, don't call me when you're drunk.
No, I wanted to let you know that I have decided not to come to the wedding. So, just in case you were dreading some sort of, you know, run in or something like that. Well, you worry no more, because I'm not going to be there. It's my wedding gift to you, and, what's his name?
You have no choice. From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spreads as the unimaginable becomes real, the impossible becomes true.
Kid, but it's kind of like
It's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out. Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived.
What is his name?
Ken.
Ken. Right.
I'm going to hang up now, Miles.
You know, it's just, I heard about this for the first time today. You're getting remarried, that is. And I was kind of taken aback. Just hard to believe. I guess I thought maybe...
Look at this. Do you know where these come from?
Yeah, my closet.
Indonesia.
Floor.
Baby, this is the truth, okay? Little girls like you, they have to work in dark factories where they go blind for $1.60 a month just to make mommy her pretty shoes. Can you even imagine that, Caitlin?
I don't want the children to work in factories.
Don't listen,
Daddy.
Don't stop asking questions, baby.
No worker we have ever met anywhere in the developing world has asked us to boycott their jobs. No, not once. And this will even sound harsher. Every single worker in the developing world will tell you it's better to be exploited than to have no job at all.
There was still a chance for us somewhere down the road, and I just,
Miles, maybe it is better if you don't come to the wedding.
All righty, Vicky, whatever you say, you're the boss.
But they stopped there. No worker has ever said, we need more sweatshops. They've never said that, ever. They wouldn't even dream of saying that. But the part that moves me the most is that the demands of these workers around the world are so modest, so reasonable. Like workers would tell us in Bangladesh, just like in El Salvador, they would say to us, look, if you could double our wages, we could climb out of misery and into poverty. So the wage would go from maybe 17 cents an hour to 34 cents an hour. The labor cost of the cap would go from 1.6 cents to 3.2 cents. It's nothing. 3.2 cents of labor in a $17.50 baseball cap, it's less than 0.2% of the retail price. So what I find most moving is that the demands are so reasonable. And workers will tell you, they'll say, look, we're a poor country. You know, we need these jobs. We'll work hard. We'll work 10 hours a day. We'll work. We'll give our blood for these companies, but we want to be treated like human beings. And we don't want to be forced to work 20 hours or 24 hours. We need to go home to our kids. You know what they asked for in Bangladesh? They said, do you think the American people would help us get one day a week off? Because they're working 7 days a week. And they said to you, our families are collapsing. We're not home with our kids. Our kids are alone. They're sick. The mother's exhausted too, working 7 days a week, you know, 14 hours a day. So they said, do you think the American people will help us win one day a week off? After she tells us her story about working, you know, 7 days straight, 120 hours, this kid bounds over. This beautiful child comes bounding over because the crowd started to gather around us. And she says, I work making clothing for the U.S. companies also. For the U.S., she says. So I said to her, how old are you? She says, I'm 11 or 12. And I say, how do they treat you in the factory? And this little kid looks up and she says, sir, I cannot possibly put into words to express how they treat us. And I had chills up and down my spine. A little 11-year-old kid talking like this. And afterwards, she told us that they were hit in the factory with sticks. The supervisors took their shoes off and hit the kids with it, screamed at them. Then her mother comes over. And the mother says, yes, my daughter comes home at midnight every single night, 7 days a week. This 11-year-old kid or 12-year-old kid was working 7 days a week until 10 or 11 o'clock at night, then traveling through these dangerous slum areas back to her home. We can do better than that. We can demand our corporations do better than this. And there was such life in this kid. But her life is being stolen from her. When American people see these things, I think the reaction is going to be quite strong.
twilight, the time that is in between, between the day and the night. Shadows grew strong. The first hints of light peeked out from behind the rock, the tree, the grasses. Shadows formed where there were none before. And sat the magician. And it seemed as though there were now many stones, standing stones, tall, quiet sentinels of the impending night. Or there seemed to be now many trees around a tree. They did not shake their head in disbelief, but sat quietly, imagining, imagining.
Features I want to talk about, two existential structures, if you like, in this lecture. The first is the nature of knowledge, which of course has been the focus of philosophers since at least the Greeks. The second is the notion of the self, which in the terms that we're going to be speaking essentially has been the main concern of philosophy since at least Descartes. What concerns me is the way that Heidegger wants to examine, and again, I will make the apology, the basic structures of experience, a term which, again, he would reject. And what he wants to say is that if we look at the basic structures of experience, or what he would call a primordial take on the world, what we find, as we saw in the last lecture, is that we don't find ourselves as a consciousness, as a thinking thing, but rather we find ourselves as being in the world, in which world and ourselves, Dasein, are utterly inseparable. But to even talk about knowledge is to enter into a domain which philosophers, according to Heidegger, have not understood at all. Philosophers, from their armchair stance, or what one of Heidegger's very good contemporaries, the American philosopher John Dewey, called the spectator view of the world, essentially what philosophers tend to think of is the world as something to be known. And thinking about the world as something to be known, one thinks in terms of, for example, the categories of knowledge. The question of what it is for something to be a thing. The question of what it is for things to be in causal relations, and so on. But for Heidegger, all of this is very late in the game. And to think of this as our primordial experience of the world is to miss something very basic. Instead, what Heidegger wants to say is, we are not, first of all, knowers. We are not, first of all, spectators. But rather, our first of all experience of the world is as engagement. What does engagement mean? Well, it means that what we're involved in are tasks, things to be done. What we're involved in is a world with other people in which we know we must obey them, we have to get along with them, we have to cope with them. And in most of this, to talk about knowledge, in a way, is beside the point. In fact, Heidegger wants to make it into a kind of puzzle. How it is that we come to have anything like the knowledge that philosophers talk about? What are the conditions that make that knowledge possible? What are the conditions of our talking about ourselves? What are the conditions of talking about things? In a philosopher like Kant, the idea that the world...
We suppose first came the gnomes, climbing up out of the earth, from within the rocks, up from under the roots of trees, tiny gnomes out of blades of grass, seeming to come from under leaves. Gnomes, grayish in color, heavy-jawed, seeming to move with such deliberate purpose. A body looking too spindly, they lean forward, almost in a crouch, with their heavy head and heavy jaw.
All I know is that I'm an actor. All I have is my instinct. You're asking me to go against it.
Right.
Now, you moved to Paris decades ago. When was that? No, I don't mean Paris. I mean France.
We moved to France in 91.
Mm. Oh, I thought it was longer ago than that.
14 years ago.
All right, okay.
14 years ago this month. That was my wife's motivation, moving to France. I would never have taken on something that drastic in my own...
Oh, I thought you were trying to, like, get away from your own fame or something.
That's no escape, but Aileen, she really wanted to move to France. We'd been going to France frequently, and she just fell in love with the place and wanted to move there and get out of California, so... And she took care of everything. She took care of the whole moving and all the bureaucratic stuff and the documents and getting the mover and all. She did everything, so I just went along with it. I'm kind of a passive guy that way in the real world. I'm very passive. I'm only really active and aggressive or assertive in my work.
Do you like
it? In the real world, I'm a very timid person, actually. Do I like... Yeah, oh yeah, it's a really nice place to live, France.
You've described your mind as a garbage pail of mass media images.
Yeah, sure.
So you
grow up in America, you can't help it. Grow up in America, everybody's mind in America is a garbage pail of mass media input. Just can't help it.
When your daughter was growing up, did you want to, like, regulate what was input into her brain, or did you want her... You did. Why?
Yes, we did. Because there's so much garbage made to appeal to kids, you know. It's a horrible, cynical, hideous thing, the way they... trying to reach kids, you know. It's bad, it's awful, and they're so good at it now, it's scary. So we try to control what, you know, to some degree. Not, you know, you can't shield them too much, because then they'll see it at other kids' houses and they'll rebel against you and all that stuff, you know. So we didn't want to be too fanatic, but we, you know, what I really wanted to do with Sophie is give her a classical education in, you know, the Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers, Betty Boop, Popeye, Little Lulu. I used to read her Little Lulu comics, old ones from the 40s and 50s, and she got to love those Little Lulu, you know. And Walt Disney, Donald Duck, the old ones from the 50s, which were great. They were, you know, I had already sifted all that stuff out for myself, and now she's got that foundation that's really been... I can see that. I'm really glad I did it. Really glad I did it. Other kids her age don't know anything about that stuff, and all they know is the crap they grew up with in the 80s and 90s, kids her age, you know.
Modern day Matrix.
I would like to say that in my feelings toward the people at the gate and everywhere else I've worked, that their wonderful attention, their divine concentration, their precious presence and their attitude to each and every performer on stage only goes to prove more and more that the flowers, the beautiful, beautiful, magical flowers are not the flowers of life that people are the true and wonderful flowers of life, and it is always a great honor and a great privilege and a rare pleasure to even temporarily stroll into the gardens of their attention. God swing them and God love them.
God swing them.
Yes.
Art Buckley, thank you very much. What's a hipster? What's a hip goodbye?
Last time we talked about the electroweak theory.
All the theory of Weinberg and Salaam, that swing this precious cherry land of America. May you always put it down solid and in great truth and in great beauty.
Puts together electricity, magnetism, light, and the weak force of nature.
Though more fluid than any movement you could master. And the gnomes came first, out of the earth, out of the stone, out of the trees they came, out of the grasses, out of the leaves. And they drew something into them and held it, proud and strong, and then darted back into the rock or tree from whence they came, plunged into the earth from which they've come.
And all the associated particles and force carriers, and makes a coherent mathematical framework.
Only to return to once again gather, receive from something that could not be seen, to hold it, and to plunge back effortlessly into the earth, into the mud, into the stone.
What's wrong with that?
Look, what I want to know is, when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
name? That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
And when it comes to factual statements about the world, you're right. Pragmatism is the bottom line there.
For the gnomes are of the earth, and they are the messengers who bring the chemicals from the ethers, who bring the light, who bring the life, bring the warmth even of the night. They gather it and they hold it within themselves and then dash back into earth, into stone, into plants, into roots and bulbs, there to disperse what they have gathered. And again to gather, first to come the gnomes, tiny, not even an inch or so, some of them so small, others inches tall and a foot or two and sometimes even three. It was only then did the magician see. What appears flow of color streaming as though raining reds and oranges and yellows and greens and blues and indigos too, streaming out of nowhere, condensing like droplets of color.
What about your agent? Did you hear anything yet?
Nope.
Well, what do you think's going on?
Could be anything.
You've been checking your messages?
Obsessively.
Huh.
Guess I'll just have to learn to kiss off another 3 years of my life.
Jeff, I haven't heard anything yet, so don't you think your negativity's a little premature?
You can see through anything. You have some kind of heat sap in your eyes, which are blue.
Yes, but as I've already said, Miss Lane, I can't see what interest this could be to anyone.
Are you kidding? Listen, as number one reporter on the Daily Planet, I'm here to tell you that you are the story of the century, mister.
Oh, I'm not that special.
Not that you're exactly the assertive type.
Assertive? It depends on the circumstances, I guess.
The thing is, say, what do we call you?
Yes, Maybe the name you gave me is as good as any, Miss Lane.
Superman? Well, it's certainly assertive. Superman, then. But you get to call me Lois, okay?
I'd be delighted.
So it was said, well, if they would give money to the cathedral church to build this new tower, then they would be granted the indulgence of being permitted to have their butter in Lent. This wouldn't be sinful. Well, by the early 16th century, Tetzel was traveling around in Germany, raising money that clearly had a whole lot less to do with springing souls from purgatory than it did with generating revenues to build the spectacular new basilica of St. Peter.
Question of life and death. Are you sure? Mizumi asked. Yes, replied Lurie. Are you really sure? Absolutely, Lurie answered. With that, Mizumi threw himself violently upon Lurie and began to strangle him. Gasping for breath, Lurie struggled to escape, tried to push him off, but to no avail. Finally, he swung back his fist and struck his teacher, knocking him aside. Mizumi rose to his feet and brushed himself off. Resolve the question of life and death, huh? He laughed and walked off.
Yeah, they just follow you around. They'll be missing a thumb, teeth, clumps of hair. We're not going to clone everybody. Look at Los Angeles. It's a, you know, they, only the beautiful people will be cloned, like the skinny, beautiful people. And then it'll get 10 degrees colder in our atmosphere, and we'll die.
All right, you know, fuck the New York publishers. Publish it yourself, Miles. I'll chip in. Just get it out there. Get it reviewed. Get it in libraries. Let the public decide. Don't come over the top. Stay still.
Shut up.
It's all about stillness. Inner quiet.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up! Jesus Christ, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Please, just shut up! Fuck! God.
What's with the hostility, man? I know you're a little frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
Raining on the gnomes and upon the earth, flows of color flowing out of nowhere, flowing into the stalks and trunks, into the veins of leaves, into the blades of grass, into the bark of trees, flowing. Liquid. Everything fluid color. Everything moving.
And they threw me out. It's the dirtiest place I've ever been thrown out of. And just to give you an idea of what I mean by dirty, lap dances at this place,
$3.
It's fucking disgusting. And at the same time, who could pass up a sale, son? It was $3. Of course I did it. It's only 12 quarters. Said I'll break a five for that.
And I remember thinking, why did he have to tell me that then? You know, I remember staring into his blistered face and thinking, couldn't he have waited? But I think what he was saying is always wear a condom. And that is an important lesson that you want to teach your son. Because if you don't wear a condom, you're having sex with every partner your partner ever had. And every partner each of those partners ever had. So theoretically, if you had sex with a woman who had sex with a guy who slept with your ex-girlfriend, theoretically, you could really screw yourself.
What is comedy? How can one get into comedy? I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
Wet the scene. All the boundaries seem to blur. The liquids within and without blending.
Lois.
Good. Now, how about some of the other details, like where you come from? Are you a Metropolis boy or from out of town?
Out of town, definitely.
The musician sat amazed and startled so. In the flows of color, a hint of light, a sparkle, a splash, a flash. Bubbles of blue and bubbles of green.
I'm not Lenny Bruce. I'm a nut who escaped from Napa. I have perpetrated the greatest hoax on KPIX since the Cardiff Giants. The floor men here, who were beautifully conned into the fact that those six fellows with the Doberman pinches were my managers, have been conned. They can't take the cameras off me now, or the dogs will go to work. So you, the viewers, on this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m., will see the dirtiest, most blasphemous show ever seen on television.
The flows, the liquid flows, generating life, life, and light.
Doing well now. You can't now. Don't give up now. Didn't she vacuum lawn?
Yep.
This whole week has gone sour. It hasn't gone the way it was supposed to. I just want to go home.
The Undines were next. Those spirits of the waters, those spirits of the chemical, those spirits of the flow. They, the colors, the smears, the run, the precipitation, so. Within and without everything. First the gnomes, then the Undines, and followed by the sylphs. The sylphs, the air, the light that fills everything in between. And finally they come, the last of them, the salamanders. Lizard-like they do appear so often, but not always so. The salamanders are the spirits of fire, of birth and of death, of creation and of destruction. And come finally the salamanders. And there sits the magician.
I know what you need.
How about this one? We didn't hit this one.
Brass Canyon, it's a joke.
You ever actually been in there?
I don't have to.
I say we check it out. We're right here.
Tastes like the back of a fucking L.A. school bus. Now, they probably didn't de-stem, hoping for some semblance of concentration. Crushed it up with leaves and mice, and then wound up with this rancid tar and turpentine mouthwash bullshit. Fucking raid.
Tastes pretty good to me. Look, they have a reserved Pinot.
Let me use your phone.
What's up?
I can't take it anymore. I gotta call Evelyn.
Okay.
Jacqueline Berman, Silverman's office.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Miles again.
Oh, hi, Miles. Let me see if I can get her.
Okay.
You're in luck. I'll put you through.
Okay.
Hi, Miles.
Hi, Evelyn. It's your favorite client.
How's the trip?
Oh, it's good. It's good. You know, we're drinking some good wines, kicking back. It's very nice.
Right.
So what's happening? There's still no word, huh?
Well, actually, there is word. I spoke to Keith Gerstmann this morning.
Right. And?
And they're passing. Conundrum's passing. He said they really liked it. They really wanted to do it, but they just couldn't figure out how to market it. He said it was a really tough call.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, Miles. So, look, I don't know where that leaves us. I mean, I'm not sure how much more mileage I can get out of continuing to submit it. I think it's one of those unfortunate cases in the business right now. A fabulous book with no home. The whole industry's gotten gutless. It's not about the quality of the books anymore. It's only about the marketing.
Excuse me, can I get the pour down here?
Sure. There's a special on the Syrah, by the case.
Hit me again. Excuse me. Could you just pour me a full glass? I'll pay for it, okay?
Sir, this is a winery, not a bar.
Oh. Just give me a full goddamn pour.
Excuse me. Why don't you buy a bottle and go outside? What are you doing?
I told you I need a drink, so I'm gonna help myself, okay, pal? What do you think?
What's
go to the fucking glass, glass, fucker! Oh. How's that?
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. It's okay. It's okay.
Get him out of here.
Thanks a lot!
It's okay. His mother just died.
What was that all about?
Oh, I'd love to have some of them.
Full of that juicy spunk, I think.
Yeah, I'd love to wank in front of you. Wank my cock while you watch.
Come on then. I'll sit on the edge of the bed while you stand up in front of me with your legs wide open.
Yeah, I'd like to take porno pictures of you.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, you like some nice porno pictures of me playing with myself.
Yeah.
In a vibrator, fucking myself with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on then.
What would you wear?
What would I wear? Ooh, some stockings and suspenders. High heel shoes, just a little tiny G-string. Little fun bras with no nipples in that peep right out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Come on, get that camera clicking.
Oh, yeah.
Dreamer. And all about this one. The gnomes. The undines. The sylphs. The salamanders. A whirl of life.
Oh, cricket this bloody season, I said, oh. Oh, I said, all right then. Oh, anyway, did you bring your motorbike and do a few stunts? You see, shoot the balloons and try and kill the bobby, you know. And all this bloody life. So I said, all right. Oh, he said, we're having a donkey derby, and this silly bugger rung up from London. Can you imagine it? He's sitting in St. Martin Square. I can just imagine this bugger in one of these here upholstered chairs, you know how they are. With his chukker boots on and his Savile Row suit. He wondered if he'd come down and BBC Two on Saturday. I said, I can't come on Saturday. I said, I've got to go to a donkey derby. And there was a silence. What on earth is a donkey derby? Well, here's me sitting there with my bloody shirt tail on the bottom of our stairs trying to explain to this bugger in London what a donkey derby is. I said, well, they run donkeys round the field. I said, they have to have a horseshoe-shaped course because the little buggers won't go past the place. Won't go past the place they started from. Have you ever tried it? This twat had never been out of Greater London. He doesn't know what sort of sports us peasants indulge in. You know, and they think we're round the bloody twisters that way, you know.
So. What did you most want to protect her from? What kind of pop culture?
You know, the stuff on TV. Oh, stuff for kids on TV. She watched Sesame Street. That was okay. And, you know, a couple other things. But there was so much bad crap. So we just substituted stuff that was better. The older stuff that we had selected out, or I had selected out. And, you know, and you know, she got... Sophie loves the Three Stooges. She can, you know...
R. Crumb is my guest, and he has a new...
I guess I know sometimes I have sexual dreams that are a lot, you know, they're just right in line with my fantasies. I read this thing recently written by some weird mystic writer that when you have fantasies like that, sexual fantasies, and they excite you, that you build a thought form. He called it a schema or a schemata in your mind. That thought form takes on a life of its own. And once it's there, it's like implanted in your mind. This thought form is like an entity that then has control you, has a huge amount of control over you, and keeps you in a weak state. So you're always like struggling with this.
Whirl, a blur, a frenzy. Then came the Devas, the regal ones, the ones who oversee, who hold the blueprints that come from the mind of God and Goddess. Then come the Devas, the plant Devas, the mineral Devas, and the Deva of this grove, or of this clearing deep within the wood. And it is truly a light being, shimmering, a shining one. And there is a hush and a reverie. The gnomes, the undines, the sylphs, the salamanders, and the magician who sits among them all. A reverie, a silence, a hush. The place is filled, even though with night, with the brilliance of a light. As though it were day, as though the sun were shining bright, deep within the hallows of a night.
I don't know. Special occasion with the right person.
I'm serious. Hurry.
I would. I've never really had the wallet for that. I just have to live bottle to bottle. I've got things I'm saving, definitely. Because the star would be a 1961 Cheval Blanc.
You've got a 61 Cheval Blanc and it's just sitting there?
Yes, I do.
Go get it. I'm serious. Hurry.
I would.
I mean, I think the 61s are peaking right now, aren't they? At least that's what I've read.
No, that's right, yeah.
It might be too late already. What are you waiting for?
Oh, I don't know. Hmm.
experiment allowed the friendly bacteria to work with the milk, and the unfriendly bacteria were driven away.
Finally, I came to a Buddhist monastery in Idaho, where they understood the value of silence. But they wouldn't let me stay there, because it was necessary to don the saffron robes, the wooden prayer beads, the cloth sandals, the rope sash, and gauze wrapped around the head. It was forbidden. And one of the monks took me into his office, and he told me the story of a sailor who had one nostril and breathed more deeply and fully underwater than a fish. Of the night when the moon turned green and the fields began to burn. Of the monk who visited the sun at night and therefore avoided being burnt to a cinder. And when he finished telling me these stories, with a countenance filled with expectation, as though having imparted the solution to the problem I was now facing, he leaned forward toward me with raised eyebrows. But I was mystified, to the point of being dumbfounded.
And then they would come. More would come. From between those two trees or those rocks over there, they would come. The pixie-ish ones, the little ones, so playful and so giddy and so fair.
Special occasion with the right person. It was supposed to be for my 10th wedding anniversary, but...
You know, the day you open a 61 Cheval Blanc, that's the special occasion.
So, how long have you been into wine?
I got serious about 7 years ago.
And what was the bottle that did it?
88 Sasakai.
Ah.
Well, congratulations. That's very good. Well, to do it. That's nice. That's very good. We need to give it a minute, but that's really tasty. How about you?
I think they overdid it a little. Too much alcohol. It overwhelms the fruit.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say you were right on the money. Very good. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Giggling in falsetto voices, silly ones tumbling in dancing, the ones that only a child would see and think to be. Here would they come, these cute little gosmo-winged things, these Tinkerbells, these elfin ones, these brownies. They would come. And they would dance with the gnomes, and they would try to catch the undines, and they would try to grab a hold of the ankle of a sylph, and giggle and laugh and tumble, these pudgy little doughboys.